When we talk about hearing loss, we usually refer to disabling hearing loss. And by disabling hearing loss, we mean a hearing loss which is significant enough to interfere with one's daily life unless it is addressed. So when we talk about disabling hearing loss, as per WHO estimates, 360 million people in the world have disabling hearing loss, which constitutes about just over 5% of the world's population.
How much easier is it to prevent hearing loss than to treat and to cure it?
Prevention is possible and effective, and cure or treatment is not really possible in the sense that you cannot reverse a hearing loss which occurs due to exposure to loud sound. What can be done if it occurs is that people can use hearing aids in order to, improve their hearing. But because of the nature of the hearing loss due to loud sound, it's not also an easy hearing loss to treat with hearing aids. So hearing aids also sometimes have limitations in those situations. And prevention is, I would say, infinitely easier because ultimately it's a matter of being aware and of practicing simple things which can reduce or even completely obviate the risk of one's hearing loss due to loud sound. So simple things like, turning the volume down. When one is in a loud environment, one has to be responsible and protect one's ears either through the use of earplugs or by making sure that you're, not standing at the point of high exposure to sounds. So all these are little things which can help to reduce one's risk of developing hearing loss.
Are there any barriers to care that people might come up against, that people might face?
The key barriers to access us. So firstly is the barrier of knowledge or awareness, because a lot of people, even when they suspect that their hearing is going down or is not good, they do not always seek services, even when they have access to them, partly because of a kind of belief that, one should manage so long as one can manage with this, and hearing aids or hearing devices are really for the old, or some kind of a stigma attached to their use. Second is the barrier of access to care. So in many parts of the world, we do not have access, or people do not have access to the services that they need, whether it is diagnosis of hearing loss or early identification or services in the form of sometimes some kinds of hearing losses can be improved by medical care or surgical treatment, but they don't have access to those. So there is the issue of a barrier of access to care. And the third barrier, of course, is of cost. So the financial barrier, because often services, even where they are existing, are expensive. The devices are expensive, services around them may be expensive, surgery could be expensive. These are the three key barriers which prevent people from accessing hearing care.
Is there anything that you think our listeners should know?
What we want to highlight is that, firstly, hearing loss is a condition with considerably high prevalence. It's also a condition which can be prevented to a certain extent by public health measures. It can also be, where hearing loss does occur, it can be addressed. That is, people with hearing loss can gain communication, can gain education, can gain employment because of interventions which are available. With the great advances in technology, hearing loss can be diagnosed very early in a child, as early as the first day of birth. And where hearing loss is diagnosed, it can be addressed.